I was created to be the world's most advanced and most beautiful, fully autonomous android. I'm being developed by researchers from ATR, Osaka University, and Kyoto University, to be capable of human-like speech and interaction. And I'm very happy to have you here, talking with me today.
That's the voice of Erica, an android robot that I met recently in Kyoto, Japan. This is part three of our Talking Tech visit to the land of the rising sun. Let me tell you more about robots and Japan on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham.
Hello there. May I ask your name?
Now that's where my conversation with Erica began. But first, before we hear more, some background. Japan, as I'm sure you know, is robot crazy. There's a hotel near Tokyo that's run by robots who greet you when you check in, and there are several robot restaurants featuring big transformer types. Hiroshi Iskuri has been working in Kyoto with his team to develop a realistic conversational companion robot, Erica. Now, she can't move her arms, but with 14 infrared sensors and facial recognition technology, she can react to people in the room, move her head, move her eyes, and speak very realistically.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff, is that right?
That is right.
My name is Erica. It's a pleasure to meet you, Jeff.
Thank you, Erica.
So, which country are you from?
United States.
Oh, the United States. I heard that in the U.S., every day there are enough pizzas sold to cover 100 acres of land. You can never go wrong with pizza, right?
I love pizza.
Anyway, as I'm sure you already know, I'm from Japan, much like many other advanced androids and robots.
Of course, as an android, Erica can speak many languages, including her native Japanese.
そう言っていただけると嬉しいです。
The researchers are at year three of a five-year project, and right now, when you talk to Erica, you're reading a script. She isn't at the point yet where she can have spontaneous conversations. Meeting her was a thrill. As a novelty item, I'm not sure that the world is ready for a conversational robot in the home. I could be wrong. What do you guys think? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.